In a well-known study, researchers Kenneth and Mamie Clark examined racial perceptions in very young children by asking them to choose whether white or black dolls were better or prettier. The results showed that black children develop deep-seated feelings of inferiority based on race at a very young age. That study was one of the arguments leading the Supreme Court to rule in 1954 that racial segregation in public schools is unconstitutional. More than 60 years later, Jameer Jamok, program manager for Hometown Hires at the United Way, says the enduring marginalization of black history in the school system has a similar effect on a child's psyche.
We have to make sure that in addition to raising the black consciousness, we also have to raise the white consciousness.
Absolutely.
Because what happens is the same way we get our self-perceptions of our culture and our people from our history, the same things happens to people outside of our culture and outside of our race. And when you hear repetitive information that comes from a colonial standpoint that makes us seem inferior, then what happens is people that's outside of our culture and our race begin to accept the status quo, and it allows them to rationalize racism and mistreatment.
Todd McFadden, director of UNCW's Upperman African American Cultural Center, agrees that so much of black history is still heavily focused on slavery.
And our history doesn't begin at slavery. Of course, it begins long before that. Most people aren't aware of the great breadth of civilizations that occurred in years that would be BCE, before the Common Era, which most people know as BC. But there were several very sizable and long-lived civilizations that existed long before, I think, most people are aware that those kinds of things would have been around.
UNCW's McFadden says the reason for competing narratives in African history stems partly from historical struggles over power and money. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.